Well, hello, everybody. This is Michael S. Levitt in Cedar City, Utah, with the Levitt Group. Today, we wanted to go through and discuss different options for insurance agencies that have focused primarily on personal lines, maybe some commercial, but primarily personal lines, but have ambitions to grow and to get bigger through writing commercial lines and becoming independent with a variety of commercial lines markets. We desire to educate, to explore what types of decisions you will likely have to make, and to evaluate what direction you might want to go. And with me today, I have a very special guest, one of our partners in the Levitt Group, Bob Smith, from Columbus, Ohio. And Bob has gone through this journey before and is a very credible source when it comes to evaluating, what type of opportunity you might want to consider as you're looking to evolve as an agency. So, Bob, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, it's great. I think if a lot of the agents that are be listening to this are probably they've made a decision of option one, two, or three. They've either made a decision to stay as sort of a nationwide agent in that option three and continue doing what they've been doing, possibly option one or two if they're looking at possible growth or affiliating with somebody else. And everybody has the same decision. You know, how do you go from a nationwide system where they did everything for you and sort of made it simple and you didn't have to think a whole lot in terms of the systems or the processes? It was already a turnkey operation. So now you have to make all those decisions yourself. You know, what system are you going to use? At the Levitt Group, we're on AMS 360, which was nice because that decision was made. I think when I affiliated in 2014, that you guys had many different systems running concurrently and could not aggregate all your data. And one of the benefits, of course, of being on the same system is everybody in every office is, you know, is using that same system. And the benefits of that are far and wide. But certainly if you're going to be in the commercial space, you're going to need a system robust enough like AMS 360 to handle the needs of the commercial clients you're going to be chasing and servicing.
Absolutely. Let me ask you,
Bob, in personal lines, you don't need that, you know? So.
Sure. Sure. Let me ask you about your story, Bob. You were with a nationwide agent for some time. You've been a very successful partner of the Levitt Group, but maybe just kind of talk to us about your journey, your story, to start out.
Well, yeah, I was a nationwide agent from age 22. So I'm 62, 40 years in the business, the last six with the Levitt Group. But you know, as a nationwide agent though, I kind of got out of the box a long time ago. I had commercial services. We had personal lines service business. We had financial services. And as I looked at the landscape, it appeared to me that an advisor driven business is where we needed to be. So an advisor driven business is the financial services space and commercial service. The internet's certainly a threat and to personal lines, and carriers are trying to figure that out as it moves towards a per mile basis, as I think we'll see in the future here. And so you really need to move into the advisor driven space, which can't easily be replicated through the internet, which is commercial services, obviously, and financial services where we're at. So the affiliation with Levitt enabled me to take what I'd already been doing for a long time and move more in that area. And we went independent with Nationwide on commercial services first, and then with Levitt's help really exploded once we got there with all the markets and the services available from you guys to make us different.
So let me ask you this, Bob. As you were evaluating your different options, and as you were looking at the landscape, you know, you obviously made your decision to affiliate with the Levitt Group, and you know, we can talk some about that. But if you're an agency owner that is focused primarily on personal lines with one carrier, but you have ambitions to grow your commercial lines business through a variety of carriers, there's a lot of steps there. Let's just talk about the first step. What are the decisions you have to make if you do have a goal of growing your commercial lines and becoming independent with different markets?
Well, all the markets that are out there, you know, you're not going to be able to get direct appointments for the most nationwide agents because they're going to require $500,000 or $1 million in premium. And to get a direct appointment, which is where you really want to be, like with the Levitt Group, when you affiliate there, you have these direct appointments, both national and local. You want the regional carriers, which are not part of the aggregators. Everybody can get Grange, everybody can get Nationwide, everybody can get Travelers, everybody can get Hartford. You can't get Cincinnati, you can't get Westfield for all their products, you can't get auto owners, all the regional carriers that you're going to need in your local markets. So that's a big key there. And when you have Levitt standing behind that has most of those markets, I'll tell you a quick story. I had Travelers Direct, had about $4 million with them on commercial when I affiliated with Levitt. Today we have about $8 million. And I thought I was in great standing because I had a guaranteed 2% override from them at the end of the year. As long as I didn't lose business and I didn't matter on profit, they paid me a 2% contingency at the end of the year. What was interesting is when I affiliated with Levitt, their same deal that I had was 4.2. So my commercial contingency bonus more than doubled in year one. It was amazing.
So let's talk a little bit about your affiliation with the Levitt Group, how it's added value to help you achieve goals. Let's talk about that possibility for those that are considering evolving into a commercial lines centric shop. Talk to us about your experience with being an affiliate with the Levitt Group.
Well, one of the first things that happened when I was trying to recruit people to come to work in the commercial area, whether it was a producer or an account manager, CSR, whatever, they're coming to work for a small company. And when you start recruiting and you're part of the Levitt Group, your story changes that you're part of a national company and you're affiliated with them. So you have all the resources and backing and leverage of a company that did $3 billion plus in premiums and has 160 offices in 23 states. That story is completely different than if I'm trying to recruit you and I say, yeah, I've got two or three locations, I've got 50 employees, 60 employees, whatever I have. And although we're formidable, it's just still different. And the benefits associated with the systems, the support, the IT center, all the things that we have in the sales processes are so much different than your story when it's just you.
Great point. So in terms of some of the support,
compete against large shops. That's what I'm trying to make the point there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm considering these options, pros and cons. Certainly, there must be some cons. Obviously, we're big supporters of the affiliation route. I'm sure some of the cons factored into your mind, and not every relationship is perfect. You've highlighted some of the pros. So tell me a little bit more about just some of the value you're seeing with your affiliation and how it's helped you grow. I think that's a great question. Is where were you pre-affiliation? Where are you now?
Yeah, it's a good point. I had a part-time IT person, accounting person. I had a full-time CFO handling all the HR benefits, accounting, you name it. One of the cons is those long-term employees, we let them go. I did find them both jobs, though, because we had enough lead time, and they were made whole, so no issue there. But that money was redirected, and, you know, Levitt has an accounting center that handles all the accounting, HR, all the HR questions we get today. We've got great expertise. We have an ERISA attorney on staff to talk to about any issues. So we picked up all that good stuff. The negative stuff would have been, you might have to terminate some people that have been good to your agency in the past. And like I said, that was a con, but we made it a plus for them.
Yeah. With the volume with insurance carriers on the commercial side, there's aggregated agreements with the Levitt Group, which has bolstered your ability to take part in those profit sharing arrangements.
Yeah, it was interesting. I know we picked up direct appointments with EMC and Acuity and Frankenmuth, and we already had FCCI. We picked up Westfield Auto Owners. But my point to you is when we picked those up, most of those came to the agency. And in our first year, I'll give you EMC as an example. Our first year with EMC, which was about 4 months worth of business, we did about 200,000 in premium, which again, in Ohio, we don't have workers' comp. So although that doesn't sound like a lot, it is a lot when it's all package business. Now, normally you need a lot more than that. 500,000 is required for the EMC to get contingency. But because of Levitt's aggregate business, Levitt does more than 500,000 nationally. So I got a contingency from EMC the first year for the premium we submitted because the entire Levitt group got a contingency and they add my premium to theirs to aggregate the total. And I still got a contingency on all those. And there's no haircut on it like there would be in an aggregator world. So, and that happened also at Acuity, Frankenmuth, and these other carriers where those aggregate agreements do pay off.
Right. And then you also talked about having more time, to sell, right? And to recruit and to actually focus on growth as opposed to, you know, dealing with a computer that needs IT support or trying to figure out, you know, what's wrong with your system and those type of, going concerns. It's just part of ownership. You own a sizable chunk of the agency, but a lot of those headaches have been reduced.
Yeah, our size has almost doubled in the last 6 years and more than doubled. And, you know, I think we're over $60 million now in terms of premium. Again, the workers' comp here in Ohio. But my point to you is that we needed a phone system. And when I went to Levitt, you know, they have all the long lines taken care of. So that's computers, that phones, faxes, all that stuff. Those are all long lines. They handle all those on a national account basis, which is great because even though I needed a phone system, I would normally sit down with vendors trying to figure out, all right, what phone system, what do I need, where should I put it? The decision was already made when I went to Levitt because they said, we've already been studying phones for years. We know all the vendors, all the phone systems. Here's the system you can get, and here's the phones you want. It was already done. I didn't have to spend any time with it, and the phone system's fantastic. All our phone calls are recorded. It goes right to your cell phone. All the features that you would think and benefits are all kept current. I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about what computers. That all decision's been made. It's great. Yeah, so we don't have time to spend with those kinds of things anymore. We have time to spend with producers and staff and markets and clients and prospects where you need to be.
Fantastic. Well, Bob, thank you so much for spending time. I'm looking forward to talking to you in future podcasts. Very well delivered. Great points. Hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast and hopefully you'll listen to future podcasts as well tied to becoming a commercial lines independent agency. Thank you.